This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Millwall preview. Let's move on to that. We head to Bermondsey on Sea, as Millwall are well and truly on the beach come Saturday. I mean, two of us will be going from Blighty's famous Bognor Regis, which will be good. Go on, Finn, why don't you give us your thoughts ahead of this one? Bit of a must win, isn't it? Or not?
Yeah, it is a must win. I was slightly more positive after the Sheffield Wednesday game today because I really thought that Blackburn weren't that good. And they've got two really tough games coming up. So I think in terms of us not wanting to rely on our results, it's a must-win game. However, I could see feasibly a point in this game being enough to keep us up. But obviously, we just want it to get done as easy as possible. And just look, it's forget about who the next manager is going to be, or Schumacher yesterday, or players' contract situations, and what division we're going to be in the summer. This is just about the future of Plymouth Argyle Football Club. And for that, I think, yeah, it's about as close as a must-win game as you can get. And I think it is very winnable. I have, particularly now that they've got Neil Harris as well, who is notoriously makes his side horrible to play against, to put it lightly. I think that we could struggle with the physicality in this game, and that's the one thing that I'm worried about. I think we actually have a couple of players with actually more individual quality than they do. I think like their best player, if I'm forgetting somebody, is probably what Duncan Watmore, and I think Morgan Whittaker is a better player than him. So I think, look, I think we can absolutely beat them. However, the pressure is on, and I do think we need to win. So there's that. I think I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw, and that and a draw against Hull might be enough to keep us up.
Finn, you've spent too much time with Sam and John that you're answering my predictions questions well ahead of time. It's all right, mate. Don't worry about it. Go on then, Sam. It's obviously our first league trip to Millwall since 2006. I'm sure you've got some good memories tucked away in your brain somewhere.
Yes, I was there. I was there that day in 2006. Vincent Pericard scored for us that day, sped down the line in celebration.
Tony Pulis's Plymouth Argyle, if there's any Stoke fans still listening.
He remembers.
Absolutely, yeah. Tony Pulis's Plymouth Argyle. Yeah, we were pretty much set them down that day. After that game, they were 9 points adrift with 3 games to go with a much inferior goal difference. So we more or less relegated them that day. And with how poor they were that season, I remember being a little disappointed we didn't get the win. But, you know, it was Tony Pulis's Argyle. It was binary football. Clearly, you know, a legend of a far better club who we can't possibly appreciate. No, we've done the Stoke stuff to death. We've done the Stoke stuff to death now. Let's put it in the past. But anyway, yes, I was there that day. It's my first and so far only visit to Millwall. I wasn't there for the League Cup game a few seasons ago. They're a team with some decent players. They have had a poor season this year compared to the last year, but they had a few years under Gary Rowett where they were quite near the top end. I think it shows Gary Rowett did a pretty good job there. Obviously, without him, they've not been good. I know that they didn't start the season well under his management, but they dropped off even more after he went. So, they've picked up again under Neil Harris. How much of that improvement is sustainable and how much of that is simply... you know, a new manager bounce, getting clear of relegation. Are they on the beach? I don't know. I think they're still going to be playing for a new manager. A lot of them will be playing for contracts, won't they? They'll be thinking about who's going to get let go, who's going to get released at the end of the season, who's going to stay. And that will have an impact on how they play. So I don't think we can assume that they're just going to put their feet up and play poorly, because I don't think that'll be the case. I think they'll make it tough for us. So, yeah, I'm sort of rambling around a bit. They're a decent side. They're on good form. I don't actually agree with Finn that it's a must win, because I think, having thought about it calmly, as opposed to my snap reaction at full time, I still think 2 draws is very much enough to keep us up.
I'm more saying that the players should, you know, we should go into it thinking, I don't think we should think, oh, we, like, as fans, we can think, oh, we get a point and then maybe get another point and that'll be enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
Players, I think they need to go in thinking we need to win this game. They shouldn't be playing for a draw. Nor I think
Will. No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. I would agree with you on that assessment. But I think if we did get a draw, it wouldn't be the end of the world. And I still think it would leave us in a decent position going into the whole game. Decent side. We need to play a lot better than what we did at Stoke. But if we can have a performance even remotely close to our Leicester one, we'll get something out of the game. Going to be a very nervous one with where we are in the league and how the league's shaping up. But me and Aaron are both part of a weekend. Not just us, Steve, by the way. There is a large group. We're not having a romantic weekend or anything. But me and Aaron are having we are having a weekend in Butlins, Bognor Regis in good spirits, hopefully, and let's just hope we end the game in good spirits as well.
Yeah, I want that upwards view of your chin all to myself. Oh god, I miss the days where we weren't live and I could edit that out. Apologies. John, obviously, Sam's already touched on it. 2006, we basically relegated them. Do you see them hanging on to that and wanting revenge for 2006 to practically send us down too?
No,
good.
To be honest, maybe like the Millwall equivalent of Sam Down. So Sam Gain, or whatever their name is, might have held on to that memory, but I suspect that it probably won't be front of mind for them. I'm expecting a tough game, you know. I think they're obviously competitive under Harris, right? I think it's going to be a physical, difficult game. You know, obviously a team having secured safety after being in a dogfight can kind of cut one of two ways, right? Like, you could expect them to be on the beach and therefore disinterested, you know, not really going into tackles with a ton of commitment. Or it could be the inverse, right? It could be, oh, we're safe, we can kind of take the handbrake off a bit, play without fear, play without nerves. It's not, you know, I don't think we've got, like, by, you know, the two most difficult remaining games of any of the clubs around us, or like the two most difficult remaining games you could have on paper. There are definitely trickier assignments than a trip to the Den, but I think it's also a bit of an awkward game coming out of the back of the Stoke one. And I mean that just because I think that if we turned up yesterday, Stoke is the sort of team where we might have a bit more joy against them just with our style of play, or at least the style we kind of played in the first half of the season that I think to some extent, albeit maybe not to the extent some of our fans think, you know, Juzinip has tried to reintroduce just because it is a more open style, you know, it is a bit more end to end. You can have a bit more joy counterattacking that, that type of football. But obviously there were all those other factors that kind of went with the Stoke game, the emotion of the occasion, the Shuey thing we've talked about, et cetera, which I guess kind of in the end nullified or kind of overwhelmed those potential positives in terms of the type of game it is for us. So next weekend, obviously, then, you know, you have an opportunity to prove to the fans that you can put a performance in. You have an opportunity to bounce back and you have an opportunity to do it against a team that we have no particular needle with, no particular, I mean, to the extent that we'll have needle with every team, I guess, but you know, no particular rivalry with. So that's, you know, I wouldn't want to be going to Deepdale next weekend, probably off the back of what happened yesterday to face Ryan Lowe. But that being said, you know, Millwall play a certain kind of style of football that I don't think is the best, is you know, the type of football that we're particularly good at exploiting. I think it's going to be a gritty, tough game. I think we're better when the game is really open and fluid, to be honest. That's not to say that we don't know how to grind out results and that we haven't done that at all this season. We have on a number of occasions, but I don't think it's our like preferred mode. So I think it's going to be really difficult from that point of view. I remember when they came down to Home Park earlier in the season, you know, which at the time was kind of a fortress going back to League One days under Shuey and would become so again in the Championship until the Foster era. And they shut us down. They shut us down really effectively. You know, they scored two good goals. Well, I mean, this one good goal and one that was obviously a terrible piece of refereeing to allow one of their players to sort of crowbar Kane Kessler-Hayden in the throat before going on to set up the goal. But we were, as I think one of the comments just alluded to at the bottom of the screen, we were kind of sucker punched in that game. And I could see the same kind of thing happening again, potentially, if we're not really wise to it. You know, as Sam alluded to, Neil Harris is obviously back as manager. It was Gary Rowett who managed them in that game earlier in the season. I think either kind of his penultimate or final game in charge before leaving the club. I think he was obviously very good at organising them in a certain way. They then did have that kind of middle of the season period under Joe Edwards, not that one who I think seems like it was a bit of a Foster to Argyle appointment where there was a sort of attempt to change the style completely that just fell flat. And now they've got in someone who probably is, you know, able to go back to that organisational kind of disciplinarian thing, who is someone who I don't necessarily think is a particularly good manager, and who some Millwall fans who I know have sort of expressed, this was admittedly sort of a couple of weeks ago before they went on a particularly good winning run, but sort of expressed some doubts as to whether the new manager bounce from him would sort of translate into them actually being good going into, you know, a fresh season. But he's done well since coming back in, and I think it's hard to deny that, particularly at home. So I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it'll be really hard to break them down, obviously, given our kind of difficulty scoring goals of late. That is a little bit of a concern. So I think we're going to have to be really on it defensively, really brave, really committed. I don't doubt there will be those things, particularly after that dreadful performance yesterday. But yeah, it's not an easy game, and probably not the opponent that I would have picked if you'd given me free choice of the listings. But
just, I mean, very quickly, I think, like, so before, I think they've pretty much won every single game since then. But a few weeks ago, Millwall played Huddersfield. And I thought after that game, they lost 1-0 in the last minute. I thought that they were going to be a team that were going to really struggle towards the end of the season with the fixtures that they had left. But since then, obviously, they've like I said, I think they've won every game. Leicester, Sunderland, and another one, did they win as well? Can't remember. Anyway, I think they won.
I think they beat Cardiff at home.
That was it. Yeah,
I could be wrong.
I loved him at Cardiff. Yeah, I think basically what I'm trying to get at is, they've got a performance like that. If they, no offense to Huddersfield, but I think they're pretty much down and probably the 23rd worst or best side in the league. So I think that if they've got a performance like that in them, particularly now that they've safe, I think we can absolutely go there and get a win.
They also lost to Rotherham.
Oh, they lost to Rotherham as well.
A week or two before that Huddersfield game as well. So
yeah, you're right. Yeah, I forgot about that. But so that as well. But yeah, like I said earlier, I think their organisational, their sort of physicality and organisational prowess, if you want to call it that, under Harris and previously Rowett before Edwards, we seem to struggle against teams like that often. But I think they are very, very capable of the, you know, looking at those results, particularly to Huddersfield and Rotherham, of a really bad day at the office. And if Morgan Whittaker plays to 70% of his capability, and say Barney Mumba turns up, for example, or even Ryan Hardy decides that he's going to get himself a goal, it could be a very long day for them. Equally,
Sam, a couple of history questions. First one's a quiz question of, do you remember who the last player to transfer between the two clubs was? I'm sure you do. And the second one is, give us your favourite Argyle Millwall memory.
I'll come back to, I don't remember the first one. No,
What year?
According to
Najib Abdu. Najib Abdu.
No. There's been one.
Najib Abdu left.
Three
since then. Blackman.
It's been three since Abdu.
Mm-hmm. In the 16-17 season, we took somebody on loan. Oh, sorry, no. Free transfer. And then he went back as a free transfer, apparently, according to this.
Oh, Greg Wild, of course.
Greg Wild. We signed a centre-back in the 11-12 season.
Simon King?
Nope. No, he came from Chillingdon.
No? Yeah, he did. Centre-back for Millwall in the 11-12 season.
Darren Purse. And then
He was Millwall, wasn't he? Yeah, I forgot he was from Millwall. A striker
in the 08-09 season. So same season as Abdu, but...
Jermaine Easter?
Correct. 3 points.
That's very good. Remembering for me.
Favourite memory of Millwall?
Carey's goal.
I've never... Yeah, it would be that. I've never seen us beat Millwall, actually, because we were only in the... nearly fell over there. We were only in the Championship for two seasons with them before they went down in our last run. And I think we actually crossed over them. They went back up as we went down, I think. So we went a very long time without playing Millwall in a league game. We played them three times in cups in that. Obviously, it was the League Cup away game that I didn't go to. It was the Carey goal game, and it was the League Cup home game under Peter Reid when we were in the depths of administration. So yeah,
That Kerry game, I think, finished 5-3 to Millwall.
It did. You know what? That is probably my best memory of being against Millwall, because we didn't win any of the four games against them when we were in the Championship, and we've not won any of the three cup games. So, yeah, you know what? We've actually not beaten Millwall in a very long time. So that Kerry goal, just because of what a brilliant goal it is, probably is my best memory of playing Millwall, actually. Yeah.
Well, actually,
The bar is there to be raised, put it that way.
My favourite Argyle Millwall-related memory is actually Jimmy Abdu scoring against Leeds for them in the playoffs 1 year.
We've got this story about 100 times.
It was a goal that won me a chocolate bar off my Leeds supporting PE teacher at the time, as I remember very fondly.
Was it an Argyle, a massive chocolate bar? Because if it wasn't, it doesn't count.
No. Okay. I won it in theory.
That's nice, Ed. Apparently, Sam, the last time we beat Millwall was in 1997, the 13th of December, 1997. We beat them 3-0 at home. Away from home, well, this website didn't have that information. So,
you know what they say, Aaron? In that case, things can only get better.
Well, quite.
That would have got a rise out of Sam, at least, but no, apparently not.
Yeah, no. A couple of questions then before we go. Thomas Smith says, would you play the same starting 11 against Millwall that started against Stoke? Argyle tweets has asked, interested in your guys' thoughts on Devine from the start at Millwall instead of Randall / Houghton. And Graham Cox says, in what world does Gibson not start every single game? He's Argyle's best player this season. In his opinion, Bundu needs to start. So basically just coupled all of them in together, like, how are we setting up? Who are you playing? Who are you starting? Who are you dropping? I don't know who wants that. I already asked.
Yeah, go on. I think that after the initial boost of bringing Star and Wright back in, as good as they have been, I think now's the time to go and keep, by all means, keep those two on the bench. I think now's the time to go back to our very best team. So I think we go 4-3-3. Not that Deuce it probably will, but then he did second half, so maybe. I think we go 4-3-3. We go Cooper, Sorinola, Plegathwaelu, Gibson, with Galloway as the left back. Then the midfield three, Jordan Houghton, Adam Randall, Alfie Devine. Front three, Morgan Whittaker, Ryan Hardy, Barley Mumba.
Don't hate that at all. I think it will be a back three probably from the start. So with that in mind, I would bring in certainly Gibson for Plegwood-Zuelo and possibly Phillips, because I think Phillips has a combination of a bit of physicality, but also is quite quick. And they have a kind of combination of threats who are sort of physical, but also quick. So, yeah, I might do that. I certainly would bring Gibson back in. And I would keep Scarin. I don't think he was a disaster yesterday, no more so than anyone else. And it's been so brilliant in the three games before that. I think the dropping him would be very harsh. If we play that system, I would actually very much like to see Devine in a midfield two with Randall, or with Houghton. But I think I agree with whoever in the comments suggested basically that it might allow us just to get a little bit more control of that midfield, pass the ball around a bit more. I think they're going to be hard to break down. And so I think if we can harness his creativity in a kind of deeper lying role, which I think he is more suited to than the more forward facing one, then that's something I'd be very interested in. I'm assuming Forshaw won't be fit given he hobbled off yesterday and we know his injury record. But if he is fit, I probably would start him instead because I think he's got that same ability to sort of dictate the pace of the game. And also, you know, an experienced head on his shoulders, which can be helpful in these kind of difficult situations. And then I would start Edwards and Mumba as wingbacks, if that's the formation we're doing. And then Whittaker and Bundu in behind Hardy again. I think Bundu was... I don't think he was as good as some other people seem to have thought yesterday, but I think he was quite good. I think his direct running certainly kind of caused them more of a problem than some of our other approaches going forward. And I just think in a game against Millwall, having someone who's a very kind of athletic, physical player who's going to be quite direct in those attacking areas could be a big bonus. Although I certainly don't hate the team that Sam has suggested either, if there is going to be a change in shape. But yeah, definitely some changes needed, and I'd be very surprised if it was unchanged from yesterday, given how poor we were.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a comment here from Stone Cody Steve Austin, who says the last win was 1991, and that's wrong, because we lost 4-1. So that isn't a win. Rory Drake's actually right. 57 years ago was the last time we won away at Millwall. A 2-1 win. Coming in Division 2. Goals from Mike Bickle and Alan Banks. New Mike Bickle flag from PFC Displays. And there's another one coming soon who he's sworn me to secrecy that I'm not allowed to talk about. Looks class. Can't wait for that to come out. Nick, drop a link where people can go and donate to PFC Displays to get more flags funded so we can have better displays and better atmospheres at Home Park. I think... that's everything. Is there anything else you guys want to cover on Millwall? Yeah. Do you want to unmute yourself before you talk, John?
Oof. I haven't done a score prediction, have we, apart from...
Oh, of course. Finn said 1-1, I believe, if I was listening properly. Go on, Sam.
I'm not too confident. I've got a feeling that they're just going to keep their good run going. I think... 2-1 loss. I hope I'm wrong.
Go on, John.
Whatever the opposite of what Justin Peach and Ryan Dilks say is probably what will happen. Please, 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 fellas, do not predict us to win again, because I can't take it.
Make it Millwall win, your banker. Make it your banker of the week.
Yes, absolutely.
Nailed on. Millwall win.
Yeah, banker is the operative word there. And yes, I would absolutely. I think we'll stay up. So please don't yell at me when I say I think we'll lose 1-0. I just think it's got that kind of vibe written all over it. A horrible, scrappy game against a team that we just can't quite break down, and they sucker punch us in the second half. I'm confident we can get something out of the whole game, and also that other results will go our way to a sufficient extent for that to be enough. But I think it's as I said earlier, I think it's the sort of game that we don't tend to thrive in, unfortunately. So I'll go for a 1-0 loss, but I hope I'm wrong.
I'm going to summon the spirit of 1967, and I'm going to go for Millwall 1, Plymouth Argyle 2. Ryan Hardy and Morgan Whittaker are two best players to bag one each. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Be nice. I'm not on post Millwall, as Sam has already mentioned. We're off in Bognor Regis. So I won't be on. Joe will be joining a bunch of you lot somewhere. And we'll be back then on that Sunday evening to dissect whatever result, hopefully a win, post a trip to the Den. I think we'll call that a night. Anybody else got anything to add? No? Brilliant. Cheers, guys. Remember, as always, to go and find us on all your social medias. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I've done another one of those little videos. Use a little app. Cuts it all together for me. Nice and easy. Go and check that out if you want to go and see our 3-0 loss to Stoke. Nice. Cool. Cheers, guys. Just going to click end stream.
Cheers all.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.